This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The third hour now of Free Talk Live on this live Sunday edition. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And going into this third hour, I am still your host. Yes, it's the captain, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And we're going to shift gears just a little bit here. We've been talking about all sorts of fun stuff, names. We've been talking about the history. We've been talking about the economic freedom indexes, all sorts of fun stuff. But I mentioned on last night's show a topic and an article that we actually never got around to because there were so many of your calls and thoughts. So we breezed right by.
Which is a good thing, by
and,
the way.
And it's always a good thing. So I, you know, but I just wanted to take a minute and... bring to your attention this article. This is coming from Activist Post, and the reason I wanted to bring it up is because today, again, I saw CBS carrying an article. I saw People carrying an article about this particular story. So this headline is, Investigation Reveals State Arresting and Jailing Citizens Over Unpaid Medical Bills. Right, so debtor's prison, right? It's supposed to not be a thing in the geographic area known as the United States.
It's a psyop to get people scared of high medical bills so they support single payer.
This is by Matt Agarist. This is coming out of Coffeyville, Kansas. A bombshell investigation from ProPublica revealed that law enforcement in Kansas is running a debtor's prison and throwing people into jail over their medical debt. The story focused on the case of Trey and Heather Biggs, who fell behind on their medical bills for their son's leukemia.
Man, it's too bad. I didn't realize this was in Coffeyville. If I'd have known, I would have insisted we do it last night because we got an affiliate there on Saturday nights.
Oh, well.
Not trying to stop you. Just
Yeah. So they fell behind on their medical bills for their son's leukemia and Heather's Lyme disease.
Oh, no.
What happened next was nothing but sheer tyranny. And then there's a bit of a comment here. It says, welcome to Coffeyville, Kansas, where the judge has no law degree, debt collectors get a cut of the bail, and Americans are watching their lives and liberty disappear in pursuit of medical debt collection. This family's nightmare began last year when they fell behind on their medical bills from her and her son's condition, and instead of simply being turned over to a collection agency in Coffeyville, Kansas, the government joins in. We had so many multiple health issues in our family at the same time, it put us in a bracket that made insurance unattainable. Heather Biggs said, it would have made no sense. We would have had to have not eaten and not had a home because they had unpaid medical debt. The apparently corrupt court system issued them a summons to appear in court. ProPublica reports that they were one of 90 people facing similar legal action in just a single month.
So was it, sorry, was it the medical debt that got them in trouble, or was it the medical debt compounded by the fact that they didn't have insurance, which was leading to the medical debt?
That is unspecified at this point.
Okay.
Judge David Casement entered the courtroom, black robe swaying over his cowboy boots and silversmith belt buckle. He is a cattle rancher who was appointed to a magistrate judge, though he'd never taken a course in law.
Perfect.
Judges
as good as the other ones.
Judges don't need a law degree in Kansas or many other states to preside over cases like these. Casement asked the defendants to take an oath and confirm that the newcomers confessed to their debt. A key purpose of the hearing, though, was for patients to face debt collectors. They want to talk to you about trying to set up a payment plan, and after you talk with them, you are free to go, he told the debtors. Then he left the room. The first collector of the day was also the most notorious, Michael Hassenplug. That's a weird name, speaking of names. Hassenplug, H-A-S-S-E-N-P-L-U-G, a private attorney representing doctors and ambulance services. Every 3 months, Hassenplug called the same non-paying defendants to court to list what they earned and what they owed, to testify quite often to their poverty. It gave him a sense of his options, to set up a payment plan, to garnish wages or bank accounts, to put a lien on the property. It was called a debtor's exam. If a debtor missed an exam, a judge typically issued a citation of contempt, a charge for disobeying an order of the court, which in this case was to appear. If the debtor missed a hearing on contempt, Hasenplug would ask the judge for a bench warrant. As long as the defendant had been properly served, the judge's answer was always yes. In practice, this system has made Hasenplug and other collectors the real arbiters of who gets arrested and who is shown mercy.
It kind of takes it from like a civil thing to more of a criminal trial or a criminal hearing.
If debtors can post bail, the judge almost always applies the money to the debt. Hasenplug, like any collector working on commission, gets a cut of the cash he brings in.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did everything you say, is spot on, but also any money put up by them, this guy gets a cut of.
So I see what they're doing here. Because remember, debtor's prison is supposed to not be a thing in the United States.
Right? Sure.
And so this is their workaround where it's not debtor's prison. You're not going to jail because you're in debt.
You're going to jail for contempt of court.
You're going to jail for contempt because you didn't show up to court to talk to the court about your debt.
Right. But it's
so
not
it's
even
totally legal.
It's not even talking to the court. It's talking to the collectors.
Sure, right? But it's the court who's ordered you to appear.
Yeah.
And if you don't do what the judge says, then that's contempt. And that means they can put you in jail. And for contempt, usually they can put you in jail for as long as they want in a lot of cases, although typically if it's over 6 months, they do have to justify it to another panel of judges. So usually you'll see most contempt sentences being under 6 months.
So let me also say this. I've worked in collections. I don't have a problem with debt collection on principle.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with earning a commission on debt you collect.
Sure.
On principle.
Yeah.
But I will disagree with this setup where you're using, you know, the violence of the state to coerce people to come in and to pay those debts.
Agreed. The article continues, you wouldn't think you'd go to jail over medical bills, Trey Biggs said, but they do. I'm just doing my job, Hasenplug said. When we heard that before, I'm just doing my job. They want the money collected, and I'm trying to do my job as best as I can by following the law.
There you go.
See? But that, quote, job is a twisted entanglement of state and private business. In fact, the, quote, law, unquote, being used to go after these folks, the debtor's exam, was adopted by the court because Hasenplug wrote it and recommended it to them.
Wow.
So that's pure cronyism.
Yeah.
This raises serious constitutional concerns, said Nursat Chowdhury, the deputy director of the ACLU. I apologize if I'm butchering that name. What's happening here is a jailhouse shakedown for cash that is the criminalization of private debt. Indeed it is. In most instances, when people pay their bail, it's returned after they appear in court. But in this case, it's taken from them and given to Hasenplug and his clients.
See, that shouldn't be allowed either. Because even when you post bail and you appear in court, right, a lot of times if you get fined and found guilty, they'll ask you, do you want the bail applied to the fine? And you can still say no.
I don't think they're obligated to ask you about that.
Well,
they've got your money. They'll do whatever they want with it. If they're asking you,
obviously
they're doing
they
you
are.
A favor.
Okay, but sometimes other people will post bail for you. They can't take their money.
They can't take their money. You're right about that.
Yeah. So yeah. There's not a lot of people like sitting behind bars posting their own bail. Someone has to come down with the money and do it for you.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then they go, like, do you want to apply it? And they go, well, it's not really mine. My mom lent it to me.
Right.
Or whatever,
right.
Or the bail bondsman gets it back. So they can't just apply it to, you know, to the fee that you owe.
Well, this says in most instances when people pay their bail, it's returned after they appear in court.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if they're found guilty and sentenced to a fine, they'll say, like, do you want the bail money applied to the fine?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's
deducted from the bail, or that,
right.
About if it's not enough, or
right.
Whatever. Right.
But they never just take it and apply it to the fine. They're like, oh, you posted bail for $500, your fine's $1,000, we're keeping the $500. No, that money goes back to whoever posted the bail.
Right. It goes on to say, this mixture of state and private factions to collect private debt is little more than fascism, and it's dangerous, and I agree with that. Sadly, however, it's a reality that exists outside of Kansas, too. People who find themselves unable to pay their bills often find themselves on the receiving end of the police state. Despite the fact that debtors' prisons are illegal in the United States, the Free Thought Project has reported on numerous incidents like the Biggs case. It's not just medical bills either. Unpaid college loans have also landed people in cages, as well as visits from SWAT teams. So, debtors' prisons alive and well in the United States of America. How about that?
And then they could convert that to prison labor.
Yeah. 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts on this debtors' prison. More coming up.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now six extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. the live Sunday night version. I am your host, the Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me tonight is...
It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And you are free to call in and talk about whatever you'd like to speak about. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we were talking about this article where apparently some folks are going to jail for unpaid medical debt.
No, no, no. They're only going to jail for contempt of court.
For contempt of court based,
totally legal.
based on a policy, it seems, or maybe perhaps even a law, recommended to them by a debt collector.
I think it was a law, right? It was a law proposed, written by the debt collector.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, I wanted to tell you about LibertyCon. Here's a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary?
No.
This debate will feature David Friedman, Milton's son, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of The Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be a part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention, April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for things like career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. You can visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and even student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. You can use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, for a $10 discount. While we're on the subject of thanking people, which is a
subject. You're welcome.
I just brought, hey, thanks, man. See, now I thank you. You thank me. We're a thankful bunch. I wanted to take a moment to also thank our amplifier, Cam Cakes. Cam Cakes is a platinum level amplifier. If you awesome. Don't know what an amplifier is, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out all about that at amp.freetalklive.com. But basically, you can choose a level to contribute. We only ask for $5 a month, but you can contribute more. And Cam Cakes is a platinum amplifier, which gives us
$25 a month.
Thanks. $25 a month. That's very generous. And the AMP program just helps us get on more radio stations. The money goes directly to that effort. So we're currently on about 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. It's all up to you. If you would like to contribute, visit amp.freetalklive.com.
Some of the money also goes to help spread the ideas of freedom on the internet as well. So it's not all about radio stations. So, for instance, some of the AMP money has sponsored a couple of podcasts over the last year. And we're on Sovereign Tech right now.
Yep. Minus Gracia.
Great show.
It's Brian's show, right?
That's Brian. Yeah. Brian Sovereign. Yeah. A former host here on Free Talk Live.
We need to do a Free Talk Live morning edition, take over Rush's spot.
Is he quitting?
I don't know. He's got throat cancer, right?
And no, he's got lung cancer. Oh, okay. And he just renewed for 4 years back in January, so or 4 or 5 years or something like that with his contract.
But the news came out after that.
It did come out after that. But, I mean, he must have known that he was under, you know.
I wonder if he held the news
the doctor,
back.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the professional athlete who doesn't tell the medical staff about the pain in his knee until after he signs his multi-million dollar deal.
That's probably true. Yeah. This may be his last run,
okay.
Know, but I have not heard any rumblings in the business that he's calling it quits.
Okay.
In fact, I think I heard this week that some listener called and offered him a lung.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, so we were reading an article from ActivistPost.com talking about this couple.
Can you do that, by the way, a lung transplant? Can you take one of your two lungs out and...
I don't know.
I know you can survive without one of your two lungs.
Okay.
Right.
Because I knew a man who was missing one lung. He got shot in Vietnam, of course. And he had like a piece of one lung.
Sure.
Right? So he had a lung and, you know, a chunk, if you will, right?
Not going to do much running.
But, yeah. And he was a smoker, too. So yeah.
Damn.
So anyway, we were reading this article from Activist Post about this couple who is facing jail, so it appears. for contempt of court in relation to their unpaid medical bills. As the Free State, as the Free Thought Project previously reported in what could be a story straight out of The Onion, but sadly plays out in reality, also a Texas man. So the story we were reading was about a Kansas couple, and the article was going on to tell you that, well, just because you're not in Kansas doesn't mean you aren't going to be affected. A Texas man was arrested by 7 heavily armed U.S. Marshals for failing to pay an almost 30-year-old student loan debt.
Whoa, really?
The man, Paul Aker, aged 48, said he was caught off guard by the heavily armed agents that showed up at his home to arrest him for failing to pay the nearly 3-decades-old debt.
He just said, hang in there for a little bit longer, got a Democrat in office, and had all that student loan wiped out.
They grabbed me. They threw me down, Aker told the Daily News. Local PD just standing there. Aker's arrest for a 30-year-old $1,500 debt was disturbing enough, but taken in concert with the fact that simply being an owner of a firearm, a protected right under the U.S. Constitution, was reason enough for agents to arrive in combat gear with fully automatic weapons, raises the ominous specter of the police state rising.
That's why you don't want to register your weapons with the state. Right, it automatically puts you in danger over nonsense like this.
This is so horrific.
This
man.
Is shocking. I mean, I didn't know this was going on. Is it because the government provides the money for school, as they can just go in and send the U.S. Marshals in with machine guns?
I believe so.
They're going to have a field day in a few decades when all the millennials default on their debts.
So I know that student loans are the only thing that you can't get rid of by filing bankruptcy.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so within that, like, I'm pretty sure they can do whatever they want. You know what I mean? That's, you know, the government. Well, yep, we guaranteed that money, so we can. I know that, like, if you default, the government ends up taking, you know, if you're getting an income tax return, they'll hijack that. If you own property, it'll be just like an IRS seizure. They can come
out. Which makes this even more interesting then, because it was only $1,500.
$1,500.
So was it a mistake on his part? Did he forget to pay? And even if he did, right, wasn't there another way to notify him that, hey, this loan's been sitting out there for 30 years, it's only $1,500, why don't you just take care of it in some form or fashion?
Yahoo Finance learned the true story on this is much different. Back in November of 2006, Aker was sued by the federal government for non-payment of more than $2,600 in unpaid federal student loan debt.
That's still not a lot.
According to documents from the district court in southern Texas, court record showed that Aker, listed as Winford P. Aker in the complaint, did not appear in court to answer the lawsuit, and as is common when student loan borrowers fail to appear, the presiding judge ruled against him and ordered Aker to pay the full balance in 2007. According to a statement from the Marshals Service, Aker repeatedly refused to show up in court after being contacted several times. The agency said Aker told them by phone he would not appear in court to answer the summons. Disobeying a court order is a criminal offense. So it's similar. So this is similar
failure
case.
To appear.
$2,600, you could garnish a wage for a little bit.
More coming up. Your calls, your thoughts, debtors' prisons. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Now we approach the moment that you've all been waiting for. Soon The cars will take to the track for the start. Tires will screech. Rubber will burn. Fans will scream. And the great American race will begin.
President Trump speaking to the huge crowd at the Daytona 500 in Florida, a military flyover. Then the president and First Lady Melania taking a historic lap around the track in the Beast, the black presidential armored limo, as fans cheer him on.
For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag, fight for the Harley J. Earl Trophy, and make their play for pure American glory. And that's what it is, pure American glory.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. The talk radio show you can take control of. Our number, of course, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number is toll-free. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. My name is Captain Kickass, and I'm hosting tonight, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian here.
And Richie Rich.
And we've been having a good time, except for this article... I believe that was the end of the article here, but we're talking about folks facing jail time as a result of medical debts.
And student loans.
And student loans who are getting put into jail as a result of what's called failure to appear. This is where the law enforcers work in conjunction with the debt collectors to put you in prison and apparently even take your bail money.
Yeah. I got a story about stealing money.
Let's hear it, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, it's out of Tampa, where a Florida trucking company, according to Fox5NY.com, is suing two federal agencies, saying agents seized $181,500 in cash at Tampa International Airport and won't give it back. Federal lawsuit filed by FTL Transport Incorporated and its owners, Scott Smith and Michael Rosenberg, asks the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection, along with their agency officials, to return the money, according to the Tampa Bay Times. The lawsuit claims that in September, the company gave employee Boris Nolman $191,000. $500, and a plane ticket to Cleveland to purchase several big trucks. When the cash in Millman's carry-on bag went through a TSA scanner, the agents pulled it aside for an inspection. Millman was later allowed to leave. So he wasn't arrested.
Without the cash.
They let him keep $10,000.
Oh, how generous of them.
According to the lawsuit filed...
And it could have been much less.
In the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Florida, he never went to Cleveland to buy the trucks. Obviously, he couldn't. The lawsuit says an agent gave Nolman a receipt to document the $181,500, but the federal agencies say they only confiscated $159,950, which means $21,550 is unaccounted for.
Sounds like the confiscators
they got
some
a tip.
Hookers and blow.
Yep.
So my understanding is that the carrying cash through TSA and being concerned about it being confiscated is only for international travel.
No. You are not allowed to have cash in an airport, period. If you've got more than 10 grand, they're going to think you're a drug dealer.
Okay, that may be true, but I heard it from a friend, right, that he was transporting some cash through an airport. I said, dude, aren't you worried about the cash limit and having it confiscated?
Yeah.
And his answer was, no, because this is domestic travel.
He's claiming he got away with it?
Well, not only did he get away with it, they saw it. TSA went, got one. And supervisor came over and said, no, he's allowed to have it.
I think he lucked out.
I thought so, too. But he was certain before he made the trip that he was going to be okay simply because, you know, it's the $10,000 limit or the red flag for drugs is only for international travel.
I've never heard that.
Okay.
That's interesting. It might be true, but it wasn't in this case.
You're correct, yep. And which again, I wouldn't take
that risk,
and I suggested not taking that risk prior, you know, to his trip. And he's like, "Well, there's nothing more I can do. If they take it, they
sure,
take it.
You can do other things like ship it through UPS or something.
Sure.
I mean, there's other ways to move cash around that don't involve government agents pawing through your stash.
So he got away with it, but he was certain that the I found money requirement was only for international travel. Clearly not.
Check with your attorney.
Okay. Having done the dance of the bankers recently myself, it took 6 hours for a partner credit union to transfer the balance of my savings from one account from another state to a new account in this state. That's including, you know, paperwork time and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But still, 6 hours. So it can be done, but, you know, you're still doing the dance of the bankers, right? The bureaucracy wait and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's better than having your cash get taken from you.
Yeah,
and then...
so $191,000, they gave him 10 grand, and then it came up another 21
short.
Yeah, 21,000 short. They wrote down that they only confiscated 159,000 and changed, 159,900.
Boy, that H sure looks like a 5.
Rosenberg said, this is legitimate money. There's nothing dirty about this. We have evidence to show we took this out of our business account. Something is fishy here. Yeah, I'll tell you what's fishy. It's the fact that the government thinks that they own you, and that if you have more than a little bit of cash, that you must be a criminal. You must be up to some sort of nefarious activity, because no one would have cash unless they're doing illegal things. This is what the government wants you to believe. The company says that it proved the cash wasn't connected to illegal activity and contends that the agents violated the U.S. Constitution's Fourth Amendment for warrantless searches and seizures. Well, I mean, it was definitely a warrantless seizure.
Yep.
The search is, well, it says when you're walking in there that you're going to get searched.
Yeah.
So they're going to argue that...
But it's still without a warrant.
You right. knew that
but
you were
going to
get
searched. That's the thing. You can get searched, but they should require evidence to seize.
Right, you would think. Leslie Samus, Tampa attorney representing the three men, was in court Thursday and unavailable for comment. Officials with the DHS and Customs also could not be reached for comment. Nolman, the man who had the cash, was questioned for 45 minutes at the security checkpoint and then asked to go into the airport's police station. I love it how the news always says they were just asking.
We're going to have to ask you to come with us, sir.
Yeah, right. While they got their hand on their gun.
We're going to have to ask.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so according to the story here, the company submitted a, quote, verified claims form, unquote, to get the money back, said the lawsuit. Customs official replied a few weeks later in a letter saying the agency was seizing the $159,950 because it was proceeds from, quote, specified unlawful activity, unquote, such
truck
as
sales,
manufacture, sale, or distribution of a controlled substance. The customs,
trucks.
The customs letter didn't detail the discrepancy over the amount, according to the newspaper, which reported that the government hasn't provided any reason that it believes the money came from illegal activities. They don't have any evidence to say it came from illegal activities, so they just simply assert the claim that, well, it's cash.
Yeah.
So therefore, it must be from something illegal.
Well, and they're wrong. The term they should use is unspecified activities.
The lawsuit contends using cash to purchase big rigs is a common industry practice. The company had planned to build its fleet with trucks that were not at a dealer or auction, and the independent owner didn't want a bank wire or cashier's check because of fraud tied to certified checks in Florida.
There you go.
He said it's not a crime to carry large amounts of money on a domestic flight, according to Nolman. They talk about their relationship.
That's kind of what I was saying. You can do it.
And after the lawsuit was filed, well, that's right. They didn't arrest him.
Well, they confiscated it.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's not a crime. It's just cash that's there, and it's now in the government's hands. And the same thing's true, by the way. If he had driven from Florida to wherever it was that he was going, and he got pulled over on the way. Well, I don't remember where it was. But if he'd been pulled over on the way, and the cops searched his car, whether it was legal or not or whatever, but they will take cash from your car, too. There have been stories about this where people have had their life savings
stolen.
Yeah,
in a trunk of their car, right? In a suitcase or whatever. The old man, right, carrying his life savings. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're moving somewhere, and they just happened to get pulled over, and now their cash is gone. After the lawsuit was filed, they received letters from CBP revoking their participation in the Global Entry Program, which allows for pre-approved entry into the United States. The program requires an application, fingerprinting, and extensive background check.
Rosenberg, so now he's on a list, too.
Yeah, told the Times the revocation is no coincidence. He's an owner and investor in the trucking company, while Smith manages the daily operation, and the seizure, he says, is going to hurt the firm. He says, quote, they're treating us like criminals. This does not make any sense.
Yeah, so all the evidence supports that it's a legitimate thing.
That's right. And they have no evidence of criminal activity. Otherwise, they would charge them with a crime.
Right.
Well, they'll charge the money with a crime.
That's how they do this, right? So they will come up with a criminal case, or civil case, I think it is, where it's United States versus $159,950. And then if you want to defend your cash, you then have to hire an attorney to appear on behalf of the cash and defend the cash in court.
Yes, I'm a cash defense attorney.
There's someone out there that does that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. 855, 450 free. Have you transported large amounts of cash and gotten away with it in the United States of America?
You probably shouldn't call.
Through an airport? You probably shouldn't call, but maybe you know a, quote, friend, unquote, who has. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Yep. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com. supertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Into the last segment of Free Talk Live, the live Sunday version. I am your host, Captain Kickass of LCaptainKickass.com. And joining me in the studio tonight, it's...
I'm Ian of Freekeen.com.
And Richie Rich, AnarchistExperience.com.
Very well. We've been talking about many things, and all of them revolving around freedom in some way, shape, or form. And I wanted to tell you that for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping build one. It's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it, so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. So, let's go straight into your calls and your thoughts. We have Lumpy calling in. Lumpy, you're live on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, amazing people. I love this talk tonight. This is what you guys are talking about is spot on with this civil asset forfeiture and whatnot and all these people who are losing money. First of all, I have a statement. Mm-hmm. And my statement is, if you don't want what we have, if you don't want the government to steal your money when you're traveling, when you go to Mexico or you go to Bermuda or you go somewhere, put it in a Bitcoin wallet or something like that, some kind of cryptocurrency wallet. And when you get to the other end, this is where I'm going to ask Ian to elaborate on how we cash out.
Mm-hmm.
And how you can do this safely. I think that that's important. I think people who listen to this station need to know, you know, you guys have such a huge reach. And I think this is an important thing to know when people travel, how they can keep the government. And we are living in a socialist system right now. This is absolute tyranny that we're living in right now. I've had my property stolen from me. I've had numerous things happening
to
the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you have. All of us have. And it's only getting worse. And we think we're going to take some leisurely trip somewhere, maybe down to an Acapulco or something like that. And we have to keep our phones clean. And, Ian, hopefully you can elaborate on that a little bit. I know you have before. You know, this is the judges. Everybody is so indoctrinated in this belief that America is some kind of, I don't know what the heck it is. I don't know what they think it is, but it's not what we think it is. I was 37. I'm 49 now. When I first started to wake up and see this stuff, and it was too late for me, you know, and
it's not too late
to
move back to New Hampshire, brother.
I'm coming, man. I'm coming. There's no place like New Hampshire. I'll tell you what. When I cross the border, it's like a weight lifts off my shoulders. It really is. And New Hampshire's not perfect. I've lived there before. I've lived there many years before. And it's not perfect. But it's a place where people of all ilks can come together with the ideals of liberty and freedom. It exists. And entrepreneurship exists. And freedom does exist up there. Yeah, the laws are, you know, marijuana laws, the drug laws are awful and whatnot, and the government still steals from you. I mean, look what they've done to Ed and Elaine Brown and other people who never lifted a finger to them, only in defense of their threats. You know, hopefully, and I just want you to maybe talk to us a little bit about what we can do to protect ourselves by using, say, something like a Bitcoin wallet when we go through TSA or any of those people who think they're doing such great work for their government, yet stealing your money and your wealth and your livelihood, just like China and the USSR back in the days, probably still are in there. I don't know.
Let me jump in before Ian takes a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
go ahead, man. Right on.
Only because when you, I get the idea that Bitcoin is great, crypto friendly, you know, we're crypto friendly here. However, when you're talking about like transporting large sums of money across state lines or across borders, crypto,
any sum of money, they're going to steal whatever they can get.
Okay.
They're going to frame you into anything and call it civil asset forfeiture, and good luck trying to get it back.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Good luck.
Gotcha.
Good luck.
Gotcha. Not disputing that. However, converting large sums of money back to cash on the other end on a short-term basis,
it's tricky
and prohibitively difficult a lot of times. Like How would it be done? It takes time,
yes.
Right? Like, let's assume that the trucker said, like, okay, you're going to go to Ohio with $191,000, right? They convert that to crypto. How are you going to get to Ohio and find buyers of crypto, you know, buyers of crypto with $191,000 of cash when you're only going to be there for a day to buy a truck and drive back to Florida?
You can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's prohibitive in some ways.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
it. It sounds like you'd have to plan for something like that. You'd have to have somebody else on the other end of the line that's going to take a fee for cashing you out or what have you. There's an opportunity for service right there.
You're right.
Anybody wants to get into that business, there's an open market for that right now.
There you go. Well, I mean, there's always local bitcoins, but that's still going to take time.
Right.
You know? And
like, not a lot of buyers are going to have $191,000 sitting around waiting to do it in one trade.
Possibly a week or two or whatever, and there's risk and high risk
that's
involved
all I'm saying.
In that, too. So, yeah, we're just not there yet. We're not there where there's enough liquidity as far as a physical exchange is concerned. I mean, there's a lot of demand for Bitcoin on the internet, but then you're entering into the world of tax reporting, because if you go on an exchange, you don't want the IRS to know that you just sold $100,000.
Yeah, what is that one Coinbase?
Now on your IRS form, right? Did you receive
Coinbase
or any
is one of those
crypto?
that you want to avoid, I believe.
Well, right. All of the exchanges that are domestic will report you. So if you take Bitcoin and you exchange it for U.S. dollars and withdraw U.S. dollars from your Bitcoin exchange, that gets sent to the IRS. So that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to find somebody who's in person who you can do that deal with. And as Richie pointed out, that's pretty hard to do in a lot of places.
I mean, even
in New Hampshire, it would be a challenge.
I do know some folks, and Lumpy, you brought up like Anarcho-Polco. I know some folks that, used a Bitcoin debit card, right? They loaded up their debit card.
$100,000.
Not $100,000, right, but I'm just saying on a personal level, if you want to not travel with cash, right, which you don't want to do internationally, right, you load up your, you know, crypto debit card, you travel to the other country, and then you go to a local ATM and withdraw cash, even of the native country's currency, by using, you know, the card with the logo of the credit card.
Still, it's going to take a lot of ATM visits to get to $181,000.
Right, and again, I'm saying that's not practical for the trucker, but on a personal level, if you just want to personally travel and not carry the cash, that's a way you can do it using crypto.
For the listeners, is there now Derek J? I think was he lived on Bitcoin for I think it was. At least 8 months, maybe a year, I don't know, just Bitcoin alone. I believe what he did was he cashed out of Bitcoin using the GIFT, G-Y-F-T, debit cards. I don't know the whole story, but maybe you can let people know about that. I just think this is such – people go back and listen to this station so much. They may not hear it tonight, but they'll go back and they'll see it on the archives. They'll listen to it on the archives. This is important information.
It's tricky though. I mean, there's really no easy answer to this question of what do you do when you want to take a large amount of Bitcoin and turn it into a large amount of cash.
Yeah, when we get
I think there are a lot of people like there's a guy Gavin Seim, S-E-I-M or S-I-E-M.
Yeah, that guy's cool.
He's fantastic. I love the guy.
He's in Mexico now.
He's been in Mexico for like two or three years. Oh.
He
ran from Washington because they were after him up there, and he was like, screw
it
this.
Wasn't Washington. I think it was Arizona,
Oregon.
Or something
no,
like that.
He was in Washington. Northwest. Yeah, he was in Washington. He was in the Northwest.
That's the last time I heard the name.
He just got – I saw his posts online last 24, 48 hours. He just got his Mexican refugee card, which is
awesome.
His citizenship. So, yeah, he just got his Mexican refugee card. Now, it took him some time. But he said the red tape that he's gone through in Mexico was a hell of a lot less than the United States. But everybody who comes here on
He's been making some really interesting video posts about his and his family's experiences, you know, as being essentially, you know, gringos who ran from the United States into Mexico.
The sad thing is that he had to run because a lot of his early videos.
Futile little issues like small traffic issues or something. But you know what? Try and fight it and be able to be in the principled stance of liberty.
All of his videos was like showing him doing the good deed and fighting against the cops.
And they just kept coming.
But they finally overrun him.
Yeah.
I love and appreciate all of you guys. Thanks, Lumpy, for another fantastic show.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, Lumpy. And I apologize to our callers holding. We are out of time for this show.
Call tomorrow.
We'll be back again tomorrow at Free Talk Live. You can find our archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes,
Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.